A very good morning to all of you, and thank you for your warm welcome to myself and my wife, and thank you, Deacon Jonathan, for introducing me. I bring you greetings from Trinity Theological College, and personally, I want to thank you for this opportunity to bring God's Word to you. Our topic today is on examples of faithful living. And two examples are chosen from Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 13. And that's Timothy and Epaphroditus. I apologize for pronouncing it differently. I thought of switching it to conform to your church's pronunciation, but I may stumble along the way, so I shall stick to mine, if you may forgive me. So you have Timothy and Epaphroditus as examples of faithful living, and that will be what we would be exploring today. Now, why are examples so important? Even in an age where there are many methods of teaching and learning, really creative methods, nothing beats examples. Because when we have an example, then the lessons become vivid. We used to say, a picture speaks 1,000 words. So do examples. Not only do examples provide vivid lessons, they also provide authentic lessons. What do I mean by that? It is good to tell people what to do. But when people see that we walk our talk, we really do it, then the lesson sinks in. So the lessons become not just vivid, but also authentic. And most important to me, examples inspire. Lessons tell a certain content. But when you look at a person's life, then you will go beyond those contents imparted to you. Somehow the spirit, the aura, will be imbibed, and then you would carry on even further. In other words, Scripture never shies away from telling us how important examples are, even in this modern age of ours. So if that's the case, we're going to look at two examples today, Timothy and Epaphroditus. Now, if you were here before the service began, there was a wonderful prayer about how we may take on the examples of Timothy and Epaphroditus. I want to recommend that prayer to you, you know, to remember it, because that really is the main text. What I'm preaching is the footnote. And those of you who are familiar with academic writing, main text, mine is just the footnote. So if you're lost in my footnotes, that's fine. Remember the main text. And as this is usual in academic texts, the footnotes can sometimes be longer than the main text. So unfortunately today, I think my footnotes will be longer than the main text. But the key point will be found in your main text. And before you fall asleep, I will give you 3 points right from the word go. So that after that, you know, if you slumber, at least you have got my points. I don't pretend to be a good preacher. I'm not. So right from the word go, my 3 points all begin with the letter C. The first is concern. Timothy shows us the importance of concern, and he provided the example for that. And Epaphroditus will be commitment. So you have concern, commitment, and the third point, Christ. So when we look at the lives of Timothy and Epaphroditus, we remember concern, commitment, and Christ. So we begin now by looking at the life of Timothy. And Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, verse 19, that he hopes to send to the Philippians Timothy very soon. And the reason why he's so eager to send Timothy to them is found in verse 20. For I have no one like him who will be genuinely concerned for your welfare. The key words here in verse 20 would be genuinely concerned. Now, we all understand how important it is to show concern. One of the constant complaints of visitors to churches or new members is that they get left out. They get left alone and nobody seems to care for them. They would prefer that church members who are veterans show some concern for them. That is a perennial complaint. You keep hearing it all the time, partly because we don't do it very well and partly because it's something we need. It is good to have people to show us concern. And Timothy is one character that does that. He provides a really good example. He shows genuine concern. I want to emphasize the word genuine here. Now, sometimes our concern can be lip service. Hello, how are you? And then after that, what the person says never enter the ears because you have already set a mantra. Hello, how are you? Unlike that, Timothy was genuinely concerned. He really cares and his heart goes out to people. So that's one of his interesting characteristics when it comes to concern. It is genuine. It is not lip service. It is not forced. Then reading on, you'll find that in verse 21, his genuine concern stems from the fact that he does not seek his own interest. Many people seek their interest, not for Timothy. So when he talks to you, it is about you. You don't become fodder or a pawn for him to advance his agenda. He really cares for you. So the genuine concern stems from the fact that he has interest in others. He is not self-seeking and not self-centered. Okay? And verse 22 tells us one more thing about Timothy. How like a son he served with Paul, you know, in the gospel. Paul to him was like a father, and he played the role of the son. To summarize, this is telling us Timothy's supportive role. And how does this dovetail with the idea of concern? It is this. Because Timothy cares, he doesn't mind playing the supportive role. Now, this is critical. Sometimes when we show concern, we begin to dominate. Correct or not? It's so easy to dominate. We should go, okay, you do this, you do that, you know. And then the whole person's life gets shaped by our dominance. Sometimes for good, thank God for that. But usually, not for good. And the whole person becomes totally disorganized, lose direction because of our dominance. Unlike that kind of approach, Timothy believes that he's there to support. How can I help you in your journey? How can I be a blessing to you? Of course, without compromising biblical principles. But nonetheless, he understands that true concern means I am willing to play the supportive role. So that's Timothy. And that's the concern he shows. Now, let me send out the warning again. It is always easy to show false concern. And when false concern is shown, usually that person wants to advance his agenda. So maybe he wants to be known amongst many people that he cares. So that when people see him, say, wow, that guy is a good Christian. So when we are thinking of those thoughts, we will end up advancing our agenda rather than really caring for people. Timothy tells us we need to care for people genuinely. That's my first point. I hurry on to my second. And my second concerns Epaphroditus. Now, he's a very fascinating man. To understand what took place, let's zoom into verse 30. Here, Paul tells us that Epaphroditus nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. Let's try to unpack this. What was happening to Epaphroditus when Paul wrote? He was sick. He was sick to the point of death because he worked very hard, almost to the point of risking his life for Christ. Now, of course, some of you may have advice to give him next time if Epaphroditus is your friend, don't push too hard, care about yourself. But here, we see a committed person. Now, what is so fascinating for me is that Epaphroditus actually is a pagan name. I mean, Timothy is a good name. Honor of God, honoring God. But you have Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus would mean someone who is favored by Aphrodite. And Aphrodite is the god of beauty or sex. And even though he became a believer, this person didn't change his name. Not because he loves his pagan past, but because I think he believes either that name allows him entry into pagan society to reach out to more, or he thinks that his identity in Christ is not shaped by a name given to him in the past. Be that as it may, this person is utterly committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. The words risking his life in Greek is almost like he's gambling. Maybe gambling is so strong. He really took a risk. So his commitment involved risk-taking. Now, this is very fascinating. Usually, our commitment is made within safe boundaries because we are prudent people. But for Epaphroditus, that wasn't enough. Yes, it is always wise to make commitment within safe boundaries. Nothing wrong with that. But there may be occasions when you will have to go beyond those safe boundaries. And Epaphroditus was willing to go beyond those safe boundaries in order to serve the Lord. So his commitment to Christ was so great that he did not mind risking his life to serve him. I remember a friend of mine from a long time ago. I can't remember exactly what event it was. It was either some pandemic or some problems in China. So they were being evacuated from a place very quickly, and there was only one seat left. So he was assigned that seat on the plane. But when he looked at others, mothers, you know, grandmothers, he decided to give up his seat so that someone more needy may board the plane. Now, when he did that, he knew that he would be putting his life at risk. But he thought that person needed more than he did. And he trusted the Lord to keep him safe. Now, he was a man with a wife and children, okay? So I said, why? You are great. But I said, yes, somehow the Lord touched him that he must give up that seat for that person because that person would probably also have a wife and children or spouse and children and so on and so forth. He decided to give it up and it became a really good example to people around him. This is amazing. When there are dangers, we try to flee onto the first safe bus or vehicle and leave. But that friend of mine decided, no, I need to help people be safe first. Partly because he felt secure in Christ. He said, at the end of the day, the most that can happen to me, I die, I'll be with the Lord. And my family will understand, and at least they know that dad has tried to live his life for Christ rather than be known as dad as a coward, the first to flee. So that was, I thought, a really good example of someone who understood sometimes when you have to go beyond the boundaries of safety in serving the Lord. Epaphroditus was one of those. And as a result, he nearly died. What kind of service did he provide? Now, for me, this is utterly fascinating. He did all this, as verse 30 tells us, to complete what was lacking in your service to me. So he's not trying to play the hero here. In other words, his commitment and his risk stood from this, what you call, idea that he is there to complete the service for the church. The church has tried to help Paul, but there were things that were lacking. And now this man, Epaphroditus, put himself in that gap to complete the service. In other words, his risking his life wasn't meant to be a hero, but to help others complete their job, to help others complete their calling. Wow, this is amazing, I thought. If we want to take risk, we want to shine, we want publicity, right? We want to be known, but not this fella. Epaphroditus took that risk so that others can complete their work. So in this regard, Timothy and Epaphroditus are all of a piece, the same mind, in that they are selfless. They care for others. They would be very happy when others are shining for Christ. And they're very happy to play that supportive role and that completive role. So if you need good examples for faithful living, here you have them. They live faithfully for the Lord in this respect, showing concern for people and being committed to people and the work of the Lord. My final point. All this drives us to think, what is it that motivated them? Why are they so different when you look at the world? Why are they so different? So we now come to the motivation and their inspiration. And my final point, beginning with the letter C, and that's Christ. They really flesh out what Paul said in Philippians 1:21. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So they did this because of who Christ is. If you look again at verse 20, so Philippians, there you have, or verse 21, people seeking their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. Timothy is the one who sought after the interests of Jesus Christ. And verse 30, Epaphroditus nearly died for the work of Christ. So Christ is their center and motivator. Now, how am I to communicate this? We can do propositional communication. Christ is great. He is God. He died for us. He sacrificed us. All this is true. But beyond all this propositional so-called description of why Christ is center and inspiration, we really need a touch from him. We need him really to help us understand in a very powerful way who he is and what he has done for us. And when that touch comes, you will never be the same. All the old contents you learn about Christ will come alive. And then we will say, Lord, it is such a great thing, not just to be saved by you alone, but also to follow you, because you are my center and motivator. Timothy and Epaphroditus, and you can include the name Paul here, found that and understood that. That's why they say, for to me, to live is Christ. Christ is life. And to die, gain. That's that. So let me now sum up. In these days where we have many challenges on our plate, COVID-19, maybe work arrangements, and perhaps even we perhaps stand at the risk of losing our jobs, all these are troublesome and uncertain times. Timothy and Epaphroditus show us the way on how we may live faithfully in these uncertain times. There will be many people out there who are hurting. Some will cry quietly. Therefore, it is our task, joyful task, to reach out to them to show genuine concern. A word spoken in season and with grace can go very far. Who knows? That word you speak may melt the heart, and this person may then open up, either finding solace through your counsel or finding the Lord through your testimony. Again, in these days when we are challenged, it is important that we show our commitment to our Lord, how we will continue to serve him, come what may. We do all this so that people will know that the Lord continues his great ministry through us. And when they see that, perhaps by the grace of God, they will experience the reality of God and his salvation. May that be your privilege and your Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit may teach us and embed your lessons deep in our hearts. And for today, the lesson we pray to be embedded deeply in our hearts is that of Timothy and Epaphroditus. Let the examples inspire us to show genuine concern for one another. Let it also inspire us to serve you, Lord. Yes, with wisdom, but may we also be prepared to go beyond safe boundaries just to complete the work for some people. Lord, when all this is done, do not put us on the pedestal, but simply use our examples to inspire so that when they look at us, they will see the Lord Jesus Christ working graciously and mightily through humble lives. That's what we pray for this church and for all of us, for our own sakes, Lord, and for the sake of your glory. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.